Welcome to episode 3 of the Dog Ladies Podcasts. I'm your host, Debbie D. Here's a good lesson for all men, an old fable entitled King Arthur and the Witch. It's been kicking around the internet since the beginning, and nobody knows who wrote it. Young King Arthur was ambushed and imprisoned by the monarch of a neighboring kingdom. The monarch could have killed him, but was moved by Arthur's youth and ideals. So, the monarch offered him his freedom as long as he could answer a very difficult question. Arthur would have a year to figure out the answer, and if, after that time, he still didn't know, he would be put to death. And the question is... what do women really want? Such a question would perplex even the most knowledgeable man, and to young Arthur it seemed an impossible query. But since it was better than death, he accepted the monarch's proposition to have an answer by year-end. He returned to his kingdom and began to poll everyone, the princess, the priests, the wise men, and even the court jester. He spoke to all, but no one could give him a satisfactory answer. Many people advised him to consult the old witch, for only she would have the answer. But the price would be high, as the witch was famous throughout the kingdom for the exorbitant fees she charged. The last day of the year arrived, and Arthur had no choice but to talk to the witch. She agreed to answer the question, but he would have to agree to her price first. The old witch wanted to marry Sir Lancelot, the noblest of the Knights of the Round Table and Arthur's closest friend. Young Arthur was horrified. She was hunchbacked and hideous, had only one tooth, smelled like sewage, made obscene noises, and on and on. He had never encountered such a repugnant creature in all his life. He refused to force his friend to marry her and endure such a terrible burden, but Lancelot, learning of the proposal, spoke with Arthur. He said nothing was too big of a sacrifice compared to Arthur's life and the preservation of the Round Table. Hence, a wedding was proclaimed, and the witch answered Arthur's question thus. What a woman really wants is to be in charge of her own life. Everyone in the kingdom instantly knew that the witch had uttered a great truth, and that Arthur's life would be spared. And so it was. The neighboring monarch granted Arthur his freedom, and Lancelot and the witch had a wonderful wedding. The honeymoon hour approached, and Lancelot, steeling himself for a horrific experience, entered the bedroom. But what a sight awaited him! The most beautiful woman he had ever seen lay before him on the bed. The astounded Lancelot asked what had happened. The beauty replied that since he had been so kind to her when she appeared as a witch, she would henceforth be her horrible, deformed self only half the time, and the beautiful maiden the other half. Which would he prefer, beautiful during the day or night? Lancelot pondered the predicament. During the day, a beautiful woman to show off to his friends, but at night, in the privacy of his castle, an old witch? Oh, no. Or would he prefer to have a hideous witch during the day, but by night, a beautiful woman for him to enjoy wondrous intimate moments with? What would you do? Noble Lancelot came up with the best answer possible. He said he would allow her to make the choice herself. Upon hearing this, she announced that she would be beautiful all the time because he had respected her enough to let her be in charge of her own life. Now, what is the moral to this story? Think about it for a minute. The moral of the story is, if you don't let a woman have her way, things are going to get ugly. For the written version of this fable, go to thedogladiesden.com and click on Podcasts Hot Off the Press from the menu at the top. There you'll find a link to it under the audio of this podcast. Thank you for listening. Cheers.